Time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. John Richardson joins us this morning as our guest. He's the count interpreter at Hawk Ridge Observatory. We're used to thinking that the fall migration and run out to Hawk Ridge and it's fabulous, and of course it truly is. But there's something to be said for spring migration as well. Hey, John, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
So what can we see if we show up for the spring migration that we just kind of don't hear as much about, I guess?
Right. I mean, Hawk Ridge Bird Observatory is known mainly for the fall migration, but spring migration is, for me, it's kind of a little bit more exciting because you've had 6 months of winter and then, you're anxious for all these the birds to come back. And at the spring count, which we do from Enger Tower, right on West Skyline Parkway or Thompson Hill, it depends on the winds. But most of the days, if we've got westerly south winds, we're at Enger Tower. And the mornings are interesting. We don't really get the hawks right away. They need a little bit of warmth to get up in the air. But in the morning, right now, we're seeing all kinds of new migrants coming back. Of course, the common birds like robins and the blackbirds. But we're starting to see a few of the yellow-rump warblers and yellow-bellied sapsuckers and flickers. So it's an exciting time.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I heard this morning a bird making a call that I was completely unfamiliar with, and so I pestered a friend of mine and found out that a chickadee has a completely different call in the spring than any noise you've ever associated with chickadees before.
That's right. We're normally, you hear the chickadee-dee-dee, which is the most common one, but they have the hey, sweetie, or cheeseburger. that's a great one with the kids, and it's kind of the... And I don't know if that's the one that you had, but that's the spring call. And they're using it to communicate with each other, and love is in the air for those guys.
Well, I hate to ask this next question because it just seems unkind, so I'll ask it very quietly. if other migrants have been delayed to the south of us because of some severe weather conditions, are the raptors that are coming and that are on their way through, are they hungry?
Yeah, I mean, they are hungry. The early raptors that we get, we even see bald eagles starting to move in late February, believe it or not. For these early raptors, it's all about getting on the territory. That's their main goal. They just got to get there. They got to claim it and stake it and keep intruders out. And there's some economics in there. They've got to weigh the risk of getting here early, but also running the risk of not having some food available. So they do move as the birds move. So a lot of the raptors that are not here yet have kind of been waiting for this weather to turn, as we all have, and wait for those other birds to start coming up, the smaller raptors such as the sharp-shinned hawk and things like that. They're coming up as the juncos come up and the other small birds, because that's what they eat. The bigger ones, like the turkey vultures and, of course, the bald eagle that we're so familiar with, generally, they're a little bit more, their diet's a little bit more diverse. Of course, bald eagles are scavengers, so there's a bit more of an option for those guys. They just need to find something dead on their side of the road or in the woods. So, there's definitely a bit of a struggle there with some of these birds. They do go hungry sometimes.
Now, folks, are you, John, folks, of course, who hang out at Hawk Ridge in the fall are used to being there, and there's where the counters are working, and there's where the interpreters are. But in the spring, you're at a different location, as you said. Are people welcome to come and ask questions at appropriate times, that kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a bit more of a relaxed atmosphere in the spring. We don't get the amount of people in the spring because, of course, it's still cold. I mean, who doesn't want to go to Hawk Ridge on the east side of Duluth in the fall? It's just beautiful. It's warm. But absolutely, yeah, people are welcome to come up. Unfortunately, they're redoing the wall of West Skyline Parkway. So the road is actually closed, but the pounders are allowed to come in, and the public's allowed to come in. You just have to park outside of where it says the road is closed and come on in. And Frank Nicoletti, who's the main counter here, he'll be there doing the counting, and I'm doing that with him too. But then, you know, as people come on up, and then it's my job to sort of help and point out birds and tell them how we're identifying, and you know, because we're seeing birds that can be 3 miles out, and Frank's just amazing. He can see it 3 miles out, and he can just tell by the shape or one little flap of its
wing. You people are just, I mean, it's like you are the visual equivalent. You know how dogs can hear sounds that people can't hear? You guys can see things that people can't see. And you're looking through your binoculars, and it's a tiny little speck, and they'll go, that's a bald eagle. And you're like, what? Where?
Right,
what?
Right.
So exactly. To be a good interpreter is a wonderful skill, and know how to say, see, you know, right next to that cloud, you know, and kind of point out for people. And then, of course, as you're talking about teaching people, look how it moves, look at its shape. And it's a good interpreter is worth their weight in gold. So
yeah, it really is. And I should say, too, not all hawk counters have interpreters. So we're really lucky that we have this position, because it's a great way to educate people, you know, the novices, and even, you know, we all make mistakes. So even some of the good hawk watchers and birders, they can all learn. So it's a great resource that we have.
Well, I know I was up there a few years back in the fall, and there was a young man there, was probably maybe middle school, maybe not even quite middle school yet, and he was an amazing spotter, identifier. He was being so helpful to the people around him. So it's a wonderful way for a person of any age to discover their passion.
Absolutely. And we do encourage bringing up the kids, too. I mean, it's you know, the kids are wowed by it when they see, especially when they see hawks up close. And, you know, with all this migration going on, and I think so many people don't realize what's going on right above their heads. I mean, it's a huge mass migration of millions of birds. It's just fantastic.
John, one last thing that I all of a sudden remembered. I know that in the fall, frequently you are capturing birds and banding them. Is that going on in the spring also?
Not really. We don't do that so much in the spring. That's primarily a fall thing that we do, just because it's the migration is very different. The birds are very localized along the North Shore in the fall, and we're set up for that. If we were to do that in the spring at Hawk Ridge, where we do the banding in the fall, we probably wouldn't catch anything. So that's primarily a fall activity.
And we will get a link set up, because Hawk Ridge has got a workshop coming up on Sunday, May 6th. We'll get a link up on the website, so it'll be easy for folks to find out more about that also. John, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram and or on our website.
Fantastic. Thank you. John Richardson this morning, our guest. He's the count interpreter for Hawk Ridge Observatory. And he joined us this morning on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.